Welcome, everyone. Continue Pelayoyitz Oisbeis, discussion of Brachas and Shin 123, where we discussed yesterday Mibrechoiso Shol Odom, from when the person, when he makes his Brachas, you can see what kind of person he is. If he makes Brachas properly, with respect, so we're saying over here that there's a person who's a Yoidea Sefer. It's a person who learns Torah. Person just says the Bracha so quickly, you can't even hear one of the words that came out. So the Gemara says this person is viewed as an ignorant individual who doesn't understand what a bracha is. Umatoiv legever. How appropriate it is for a person. Sheishtadel leida perush hamilus babrochis shumavarich. That he should try to know the meaning of the words of the brachas that he makes. It sounds obvious, sounds very basic. But yet, we have to ask ourselves the question, do we know what the brachas mean? We're making a bracha all the time. The yitin leiv and focus, l'chavein babrachis shemavarech, and concentrate on the bracha that you're making. Sharei omru tefilo oi bracha b'li kavana is keguf b'loi neshama. As we are told, that it is said that a person who makes a bracha or davens without concentrating on what he is doing and saying, is compared to a guf, a body, without the neshama, which is another way of saying dead. A guf without a neshama, it is no life. A bracha without kavana, tefillah without kavana, is empty. It's empty. You ever get something in the mail that says, here's your return check, and you're looking through the two papers that are there five times, but there's no check. And then you have to call up the company and said, excuse me, I think you forgot to put the check in the envelope. A tefillah, a bracha, without kavana, is like the check's not in the envelope. That's what it is.
Question.
Yeah, after the...
Okay.
We discuss now kavon in the brachos. V'ikur avoides Hashem yizborach hi avoides shebeleiv. The main avoida of serving Hashem is avoides shebeleiv, which means in your heart. What do you mean in your heart? That you're focusing, you're concentrating. You're not just doing things out of rote. V'rachmon liba boy. Hashem says, I want to see that you're invested, that you're focused. You have to work on this. Put effort into it. To focus and understand what the words mean. On everything that comes out of your mouth. How many times are we around people? It's more by younger people, children. And they'll say a word. Sometimes they say the word incorrectly. One of my children was having difficulty saying Lakshin. He would say Lushkin. Okay, well, you know, they're younger, right? And he says, listen, you know what I want. I want the Lushkin. So I don't care how I say it. Okay, because he got the Lushkin anyway. But you're not going to daven to Hashem like that. We're not going to be a little 7-year-old, 5-year-old, and say Lushkin to Hashem. We have to know what we're saying. Mitzvah gareris mitzvah. One mitzvah leads to another mitzvah. She yis oyer mitoichad dvarim. Lavoid es boirei avoid es shleima. And when a person avoid the tama, beyiro, be'ava, be'simcha rabba, mitoich kach lo yove lo yoyis oyvid al kim derech arai. The Pelayoyitz tells us like this. The beauty of investing time and energy in understanding what we're davening, what we're saying, the brachas we say, the tefillahs we say, Tehillim, that we say. Mitzvah goes mitzvah. One mitzvah will lead to another mitzvah. And then you're going to be focused on Yir Shemayim. You're going to be focused on Yir Shemayim. That's the key. That there's a melech. It's Elul. Excuse me, Tishrei. We're in Yom Narayim over here. Sarasimei Tshuva. That's the focus. That there's a melech in this world. And when you make brachas, you get Yir Shemayim. When you make brachas properly, it brings to Yerushalayim. You want to hear every letter. Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'ilom Boirei Pri Ha'etz. And think about what you're saying. And when you take that bite and you enjoy that delicious apple, the nectarine, the peach, the kiwi, whatever it is, the pomegranate that we just had on Rosh Hashanah, and you say, oh, this is delicious. Don't just stop there. Trace, connect the dots back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem gave it to you. He's the one that gave you the delicious fruit. That's what it means to make a bracha. And that's what it means, Rachmona Liba Boy, that Hashem says, I want you to invest and appreciate where this comes from. And because then when you have this Hakaras HaToiv, this level of appreciation, you're a different person. A person who is feeling Hakaras, he needs to show Hakaras HaToiv, he's a different person. One of the worst midas a person can have is a lack of Hakaras HaToiv. A lack of Hakaras HaToiv. A lack of appreciation. And the worst is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The worst is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who doesn't show HaKadosh HaToiv to Hashem, you know what that person is? That person is a paro. Paro. Paro Mitzrayim. Mi Hashem Asher Eshma B'Koyla. He says, who's God? I shall listen to His voice. Mi Hashem Asher Eshma B'Koyla. Why? Because he said, I'm God. I created myself. I created the Nilu, the Nilus, right? That's what he said. A lack of Hakaras HaToiv brings to kfira, brings to heresy. How do we show Hakaras HaToiv? You make a proper bracha. You appreciate everything. A pakeach even in the morning. A zoykif kefufim. Hashem gives you your eyes back. Hashem gave you a gift today. Your eyes are working, Baruch Hashem. A zoykif kefufim. You could stand and stretch. Hamechi mitzadei gover. You can take one step and the next step on all these brachas. I tell yourself, Yisifar, on all these brachas. Let's say them with focus and concentration. And let's use a sitter and not just to look at the English when we're davening. That's also very good. But do this beforehand. Just like we're sent to learn Pelayoids, the beauty of learning Musar is that we learn more after we learn the Musar. Just like we learned previously. We learn in brachas, you have to learn Hilchas brachas. And in a few months, we're going to learn Hilchas brachas in the Mishnah here, Chelik Beis. Now he's telling us, not just that alone. But after you learn the halachas, you also have to learn the meaning of the words. And that's, now we can understand, better the person who came to Rishol Salanter and said, I only have 5 minutes a day to learn, what should I learn? So he said, you learn Musar. So people say, yeah, of course, he's the Baal Musar. He's the founder of the Musar movement. So of course he would say to learn Musar. But that's not the reason. He said to learn Musar because when you learn Musar, so the Musar will tell you, you have to learn the Halacha. Musar will tell you, you have to learn the Hashkafa. You have to know what the words mean. So now you realize you have put a better focus in your life. It changes the person to the direction of who he's supposed to be. He continues, we'll just say outside, that if we don't follow direction, the instruction, the encouragement of the Pelayoids to make the brachas properly, then we're like the burim, the bur, the ignorant ignoramus, who if he'll even mumble some words, he's not focusing what he's saying. He is not connecting any dots that it comes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's just mitzvahs anoshim ulumadeh, doing things out of rote. He knows, you pour, you put the food in your mouth, you mumble something. That's what he says. Other people doing, that's what he does. V'chein, gam l'zois, roi losim leiv, leilich eitzel chochem, shilamdenu atfilois v'abrochis belas. He says, for this as well, go to a chochem. Go to someone that knows what the brachas mean, knows what the tefillas mean, and he can teach them to you and explain them to you. V'layevosh, and don't be embarrassed. V'layibol, leman yuchal lavoid es boiroi avoid shleima, in order that you can serve your Creator your master, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with a complete avoida. This is now Tishrei, where we're now, as we said, Toshin Pei Dalid. This is Aseret Meitshuva. Like I say, every single word of this Sefer, you can learn any time of the year. How even better over here. What we should take out from this today is that I should encourage myself, each person should say to themselves, to make sure I'm going to be learning Hilchos Brachos, and I'm going to be learning the Perush HaTfilah, the Perush of Brachos. Ki Zeh Kol HaAdam.